RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com is on the go in Durham, North Carolina. Good evening, everybody. Joe Bordeaux here. We are live in the 6 o'clock hour Eastern Time on RadioSaintPete.com, sitting in the radio booth of the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, the Durham Bulls, and we are sitting here with the voice of the Bulls, Patrick Keenis. Good to sit next to you again.
Great to see you here, Joe. Welcome to our newly renovated ballpark.
Yeah, that's terrific. Let's start out talking about that. The Durham Bulls here in what was already a great ballpark, one of the iconic ballparks in all of minor league baseball, invested a number of millions of dollars. So what all happened here over the winter?
Oh, what didn't happen over here in the winter? First off, the stadium was built in 1995 when the Durham Bulls were still a Class A team. Even though on the outside it still looked like a relatively resourceful ballpark that would be that was used very well by our fans, when they moved to AAA in 1998, suddenly their attendance doubled from an expected 250,000 people to a 500,000. And we didn't add seats, we didn't add souvenir points of sale, we didn't add concession stands, bathrooms. After a while, our biggest complaint was lines. And so when the Bulls and the city of Durham and the county executed a new lease last summer, within that were dollars to renovate this ballpark and really get it to the point where it's modernized both internally and externally, an opportunity for us to build on many new things. And one of the cornerstones of the renovations, Joe, was our PNC Triangle Club. Mm-hmm. And it's a club level directly behind home plate, third level, and it's finally an entertainment area year-round that we can use, and frankly, from that, they will recoup most of the $20 to $25 million over several years. But there's a new field, brand new lights that are up to minor league standards, new LEDs mm-hmm. across from right field to left center, so that's where our signage is, and a brand new video board, yep. which is four times the size. It is all LED as well. New press box, which is where we sit. Mm-hmm. View is a little challenging down the first baseline. Yeah. The PNC Triangle Club is right behind home plate. Brand new front offices, and the reviews have been rave from all the Durham Bulls fans. So this all took place during the offseason. We then hosted the AAA All-Star Game presented by Cree last week, and it was kind of a coming out party for the Durham Bulls and the new facility.
Yeah, well, I know it's gone over very, very well. Sitting back in St. Petersburg, we obviously pay a lot of attention to what is going on here in Durham, and this has been a year where it's been an active highway between St. Petersburg and Durham, North Carolina, with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Very true, and Kevin Kiermaier is right at the top of that list. He's become a staple now in Joe Maddon's lineup, and we've seen that hustle here at AAA for the last year and a half, basically a self-made guy who had to out-hustle and kind of thrust himself, force himself to be seen by scouts, to be recognized by the Rays. And now these hustle doubles you're seeing, these great diving, even attempts, let alone catches from Kiermaier, that's exactly what Kiermaier was doing 4 or 5 years ago when he was begging to get seen by a college, let alone play pro baseball. But Cole Figueroa, the list goes on. You know, Chris Archer, who signed the multi-year contract. Kirby Yates, who picked up his first big league save a couple of days ago. Yeah, you're right. The highway has been very busy here, and Jeff Beliveau just sent back up to replace Peralta, who just went on the DL.
Yeah. Well, going on right this week is also the Triangle Sportscaster Camp. Mm-hmm. Talk just for a second about that.
Hard to believe it's the sixth year for this camp. So several years ago, I would be inundated by emails or phone calls from parents of young kids, boys and girls, saying for whatever reason their kid might have an interest in being a broadcaster mm-hmm. in sports. And what they were asking is, could they come in and watch a game for a couple of innings just to see what it's like and have me and others talk with them about the business. And after a while, I just received so many different notices from parents that I thought, well, maybe there's a demand for this. Maybe this is such a fertile sports area in Raleigh-Durham with all the college teams, the pro teams, the NHL Carolina Hurricanes and others. Maybe there's something that we can offer these kids to give them a platform when they're 13 to 17, 18 years old on kind of the unvarnished truth of what the industry is like, what the great aspects of it are, and what kind of the drawbacks are. Mm-hmm. So 6 years ago, I hosted the first one in July. This is now the sixth year. And we've, I guess my estimate would be 80 or 90 kids have come through, an average of about 12 or 13 a year. And so I
and some are working in broadcasting.
Some are. So actually, a lot of the people who I bring in are broadcasters from the Triangle, the voice of the Hurricanes, the voice of Duke, the voice of NC State, the voice of UNC, the Tar Heels, and others, so they can get kind of a cross-section about what it's like to work in it. Right. There are practical aspects of it as well. So today, day one, they called play-by-play to monitors, and were critiqued by the voice of the Canes, the voice of so the big heavy hitters are giving them advice on what our objective is, how we see plays, and what they could do better. And they rotated from station to station, sport to sport. Right. Tomorrow, day two, they will practice their writing, and they will do sports anchoring in front of a camera with highlights. And then day number three is more kind of the business production side, and how to best learn how to interview athletes, interview coaches, things of that nature. Right. So it's amazing it's gone on for 6 years, but I'm really blessed and fortunate to have so many colleagues in this area who are willing to donate some time and spend time with the kids.
We're talking with Patrick Keenness, the voice of the Durham Bulls, who also happens to be the voice of the East-West Shrine Game. Will this be our fourth year?
It will, and I almost can't wait for the game already. When that day ends, it's such a relief that all the stations were able to pick up the game, that we kept track of 110 players from 98 different schools around the country. But it's an absolutely magnificent event with Rick Berkey and Brian Jordan and yourself and all of the others. And to have, again, the blessing of St. Pete and Tropicana Field and the Shriners and the mayor and all the politicians and the Visitors and Convention Bureau, who are just so supportive of us taking on such a wild venture a few years ago, and it now becomes my favorite day of the year.
Well, that'll be January the 17th at 4 o'clock. We'll be on 40 or 50 radio stations across the country, 620 WDAE, and this year Sirius XM across the country as well. So, Patrick, you're about ready to do the Rochester Red Wings and the Durham Bulls here shortly after 7 o'clock, and you are both the radio and TV broadcast.
Yeah, it's kind of a hybrid event up here with the Durham Bulls, because our TV is produced by a group of 15 to 18-year-old kids. It's called Post 50 up here in the area. Mm-hmm. They run the cameras. They do the graphics. They are the producers. They are the directors. There's some adult supervision with people in the industry. So that's what gets our games on here locally. We actually expanded our TV footprint during the offseason, Time Warner Cable Sports Channel, now across the state of North Carolina and the state of South Carolina, airing our games, and they're airing 55 or 60 of our home games. Tonight's game will also be available live on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel in Rochester, New York, for the rest of this series. Mm-hmm. So it's a great production. The kids do a fantastic job. They're getting on, practical training for a future potentially in this business as well.
Great. Well, I'll let you get to work. Patrick Keenness, the voice of the Durham Bulls, RadioSt.Pete.com. Live in Durham, North Carolina at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. There was some rain in the area, but it looks like there's plenty of blue sky and there's going to be baseball here tonight, Rochester and the Durham Bulls. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Rays head out to St. Louis to open a two-game series this evening and try to keep the winning ways going. So for now, we'll send you back to St. Petersburg. Thanks for listening. Joe Bordeaux from the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, returning you to our studio.